Yo, we are here at the Highest Point Podcast at the 2023 Gospel Explosion, here with Grammy-nominated Mr. Zicardi Cortez in the building.
Man. Yes, man. How you doing, brother?
I am doing well, man. We appreciate you taking some time out with us here today. Can you tell the people about kind of what's the inspiration behind your music?
Yeah, man. You know, just my life. You know, life lessons, things I've been through, you know. I'm always inspired by new artists. So, you know, I'm just always willing to work and just let God use me, man, and that's what I get out of it. You know what I'm saying?
So absolutely,
I enjoyed that.
Right? Yes. No, people see you traveling around the world doing shows and things like that, but a lot of times people just see the end result. They don't realize the journey of the guest.
Yeah.
On our show, we like to highlight that journey because, you know, things don't happen just overnight.
Right.
So I kind of want to get a little bit of insight about, you know, where you're from and what kind of were your family dynamics growing up.
Yeah, man. Houston, Texas, man, is where I'm from. And how they said, man, I got it out the mud, bro. Like, I used to not get paid. I started singing when I was 5 years old, and I started with my family. So over the years, man, God just put his hand on us. And, now, like you said, I'm nominated for a Grammy, man.
Yeah, it's
staying
amazing.
Down is an amazing thing, so.
Yes, sir, and congratulations to you for that.
Thank you, bro.
Because you're like a living testimony. A lot of people grew up just like you have.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when people see you, it's an inspiration because you're like, you know what? Cardi came out of it. I can come out of it. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at that as well.
Yeah.
And if people, like, even for your people back in Houston, they're looking at you, anything you would say to them if they feel like, yo, I just want, I'm in the mud right now. I'm trying to come out like Cardi.
Yeah.
Any words you would say to them?
Yeah, just stay down. Stay in it. Stay with it, man. Don't give up on your dream or whatever it is that you know you're putting effort into it. You know, especially if you're spending your time and your money, you know, don't just give up on it, you know.
Yeah.
Anything that you invest in 5 to 10 years and you stay down with it, stay consistent.
Yeah.
God going to expand that thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period, point blank, yeah.
That's dope, man. That's good knowledge right there.
Yeah.
And I want to, I got a segment on the show. I want to play with you just real quick. It's called Love, Loyalty, or Respect.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you those three options. I'm going to give you three different relationships. You let me know which one is the most important in that relationship.
Okay.
Love, loyalty, or respect.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I bet. So, first one, love, loyalty, respect. What's the most important when it comes to your wife?
I can only choose one.
The one that you feel like is the leading the way, the most loyalty. Important.
Loyalty.
Yeah. What's behind that?
You know, a person can be loyal to you and, you know, I would say not love you.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think loyalty is very, very important. You know, as far as your wife, you
yes.
know, paying the bills,
yes,
you know, stuff like that. That's loyalty.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, and like I said, if I can only choose one, of
right.
course, love and respect.
Yes, is, yes.
But
all important.
I feel the most important is, you know, taking care of, you know, what you're supposed to take, being loyal to.
Yeah.
The woman, taking care of her.
Yeah. That bond.
That, family, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So love, loyalty, respect when it comes to like your best friend, what you guys grew up out the mud together. What do you expect the most from your best friend?
Respect.
Mm.
Yeah, man. Respect. You know, because like you say, if we came through this thing together,
yeah.
you know, I got to respect you. You have to respect me in
Facts.
It. And I think that's what's going to help us grow.
Yeah.
Us showing each other respect.
Yes.
Showing, you know, that I care about your well-being.
Yes,
not
sir.
Only your well-being, but I care about the next step in your life and your journey.
Right.
So, and you know, and I respect that. So.
Facts, facts. Final one, love, loyalty, respect when it comes to your children.
Whoopings. Love, man. I feel
yeah.
like love goes a long way. That's what Christ showed us. That's what God the Father showed us.
Yeah.
Love. And you know what's crazy? Boy, whew, that's a word.
Yeah.
I just killed myself.
Mm.
The thing about it is, you know, God will show you he's loyal,
mm-hmm.
but he will show you that. Let me put you out there
mm-hmm.
and get you in a little trouble, because you would think the whole time like, Lord, you ain't loyal to me. You got me out here bad. But at the same time,
yeah,
that's a whooping.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, that's love. I'm that's how, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child, man.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how you.
Yeah. You got that discipline out of love.
Yeah.
So
beat them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we definitely appreciate you taking some time with us, man.
Yo, man. Shout out to the Highest Point Podcast. Thank y'all for having me, boy. I need a shirt and I need to come back one day so we can talk longer. And,
yeah.
Because I like this game. I want to play it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We,
I like
we,
that
we
outfit
it.
Too, boy.
Well, we appreciate it, man.
Help me out, y'all. Everything I touch, right up, catch up. Ain't nobody putting it. proud of me. Man, a hustler or a G, that's not proud of me in these streets. Set everything to touch on fire.
Fire.
That's cause Jesus live in me.
Hey.
They on that pack, but I'm higher.
Wings
like an eagle, so I see.
Hey.
Going straight in.
And
don't get along with sin.
Sin.
Get the victory, we win.
We win.
Live forever, no end.
Hey.
You ain't been without the end. So you can't go where I go. That living water, that faucet on. You can't flow like I flow. God open that door, but they don't deal with that door. You don't even think about testing God.
Goodness gracious, Lord
knows. I hit the scene, evil
devastated.
They worry about my spot, but I'm escalating. And when I die, I know they celebrate.
They celebrate.
They know I made it.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, we're out here at the 2023 Gospel Explosion. One of my favorite artists is out here today, Mr. Tornado. What's good with you, fam?
What's going on, fam? Appreciate y'all.
Hey, man, no problem.
Good seeing y'all again.
Oh, yeah, good seeing you too, man. Like, can you tell the people where you're from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland. Yes, yo, this man be traveling out here to North Carolina doing this thing. I be seeing you all over doing so much, man. I wanted to know, like, what are some of the inspirations behind the music you create?
Life and wanting to make a change. I could go in different levels. My performance style, I can't dance, but it comes from Michael Jackson studying, learning how he does stage presence. My worship style, watching one of my idols, Kirk Franklin, and how he worships, doing with his music. My rap style, I mean, it comes from listening to a multitude of artists that I can't even all name.
Right.
And I just, you know, incorporate them all together and just do the best I can, the best way I know how, and give my testimony and praise the best way I know how.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, have you always started off on this path when it comes to, like, you know, Christian rap? How did you get into this realm?
Honestly, it didn't start out this way. I was terrible on the other side because my former teacher, I'll never forget, told me I was always talking about God, talking about God, talking about God. And she was like, you don't sound like a street rapper. You sound like a gospel rapper. And I said, what's a gospel rapper?
Mm.
And she told me, she said, well, your name, you know, let's start there. She said, what does 418 mean? I said, I don't know. She said, can't have a number, not mean that. So she gave me the Bible one day. She had me go through, this is all in class, she had me go through that Bible, and I just happened to come across 4:18 Luke, and which says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And that's how it all came together. And then once I started studying more and learning more and being able to travel and do what I'm doing, this was the older version. It just all came together, man. It's just, like I said, it's to God be the glory through the ups and the downs.
Yeah, man, that's dope, man. That's so dope. And what would you say to some people that, because you weren't familiar with, you know, what you was doing initially either. What would you say to some people, like, okay, you got a passion for music and doing something positive. How could you maybe some words for them to sway them to come to this side and do what you're doing?
As long as you know your heart is pure, do what you do for the Lord. Don't ever let nobody distract you or talk about you. Just do what you do. And be comfortable in doing what you do, because trust and believe, I'm uncomfortable all the time, but I trust in the Lord and I pray and I keep it moving like that. So just trust in the Lord, pray, keep it moving.
Yeah, man. Some of the greatest things come when you're in an uncomfortable space.
Absolutely.
Breaking out of that norm.
For example, coming to North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man. So we definitely appreciate you taking some time to come chill with
Thank
us
you,
and
man.
Give us some of your word.
Thank
and
you.
We're looking forward to your performance.
Appreciate y'all, family.
Yes, sir.
Point Podcast.
Come on! Get up! Yes, it hurts, but Jesus is the mender of broken hearts. Yes, it's confusing, but Jesus makes the crooked places straight. Yes, a lot of time has gone by, but Jesus is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Stop your weeping. Stop your mourning. Get out of your feelings. Jesus is here, and he's calling you to get up. You got to put your trust in his hand. And get up from that situation. Get up from that moment. Get up from that season, because you are not done. Yes, it died. Yes, it's stinking. Yes, it's lifeless. But there is one who has conquered death, hell, and the grave. And though he has delayed his coming for a season, he is now here, and he just calls your name to
yeah.
Yo, yo, we are here at the 2023 Gospel Explosion, man. And I'm just witnessed a man running through the crowd, doing his thing, getting the crowd hype. I love his crowd presence, man, and his song delivery. Can you tell the people your name and where you from?
Yep. So I go by the name of Chosen. I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow. Yo, Baltimore, Maryland coming out here showing out today.
Yeah, man, we had to.
Yeah, man. We definitely appreciate y'all pulling up, man, down here in North Carolina, because we are, you know, we are big in music. We're big on inspiration and actually music with meaning.
Right.
And y'all boys come with the bars. I'm hearing your meaning in your music. Can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind your sounds?
Honestly, man, you know, I just try to pray and ask God, like, yo, which way do you want me to go? If you want it, like, I guess from a cultural standpoint, I used to listen to Eminem a lot. So when I first started, I was kind of doing that kind of style, I guess. But then I just kind of developed into my own. So yeah. I produce my own music. I make my own beats and everything. So everything you heard up there was 100% original.
Wow. He produced, he write, and he delivered. That's dope, man. So how can the people find you and follow your music? You know, I mean, let's just stay in tune with you.
Yeah, so you can find me on all social media at some way, form, or fashion. It's CHSN Music. On IG, it's _ CHSN Music. YouTube is CHSN Music. Yeah, you can find me all over the place. And my website is chsnmusic.com.
Hey, definitely make sure y'all tune in, man. And I did want to also ask, because on our show, we like to really focus on the journey of our guests. I doubt you've been on this path your entire life. You know what I'm saying? When was that pivot moment, and kind of what was it that helped you come to having this type of music?
Honestly, so I've been doing this for 7 going on 8 years now. I started when I was about, I think, 23, 24. And honestly, my pastor at my church, he gave me a shot at rapping at a youth event. And then from there, it kind of just picked up. So it wasn't like, you know, I just jumped on big stages. Everything is a process. Mm-hmm. You know, you start off real small. So I've had the luxury of ministering in front of, you know, over 500 people. But at the same time, throughout my journey, I've ministered in front of 10 people. I've
right.
ministered in front of 5 people. You know, you get mixed up. But the thing is just staying consistent and just trusting in God through the whole process. So it's been a journey, man. Tornado was saying it earlier. He was like, man, you look at where we are now. We're not in Baltimore. We're all the way down South Carolina. Well, North Carolina, I'm sorry, with you guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just been a beautiful journey. And you learn to enjoy the ups and the downs of it.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely, man. In life, it comes with the peaks and valleys. So whenever you're in a valley, don't lose sight. You know what I'm saying? Just like he said, stay consistent, stay persistent, and you'll reach the highest point.
Shout out to Highest Point Podcast, man. It's your boy, Chosen. Make sure y'all tune in every time they got something rolling.
Yo, yo, we had another event here at the 2023 Gospel Explosion. We got a special guest in the building. Can you tell the people your name?
Echelon Buck from the 252 Henderson, North Carolina.
You already know what it is, man. I had the opportunity to witness this man do his thing, perform. And I'm telling you, make sure you locked into his movement. He got some real, real music. And can you tell the people kind of what your inspiration is behind your music?
Like I say, my inspiration come from the streets, you know. Come from dark places. All I'm trying to do is shine that light that Jesus gave us, you know, and try to help save this community.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. I be seeing you moving from different cities doing your shows. And when you're in front of that crowd, man, like, what gives you that strength to really go out there and put out the word?
Like I said in the beginning, the Lord give me that strength. And like I say, I'm out here trying to help lead people to Christ. And that's what give me my motivation and that energy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand you also, you got your own business. I be seeing you out there doing your thing. Can you tell people also what you do outside of just performing?
Yes, sir. I got a business. It's called Smart Connections NC. I install audio and video in homes, like televisions, home theaters, security cameras. You can check me out at smartconnectionsnc.com. You can holler at my work, and we can go from there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And with him doing that, I think when it comes to, you know, putting out the word, being positive, I can see how they can actually help support your business as well. And what type of things you see out there while you're on the roads? Do you ever run across anyone you feel like you need to just give some support, some guidance, a good word?
A lot of times when the people see me, it's like they already see the smile and they say they see the light in me. So right then and there, I introduce them to Jesus Christ. I never force it on them. I just let them know that love is real and he want me to love my neighbor. And no matter where you come from, no matter the background, I'm going to still show you that love like you're my brother or sister.
Absolutely. Spreading that light, man. Spreading that light. Well, we definitely appreciate you stopping by with us, man, and continue doing what you're doing, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Now, everybody check out the Highest Point Podcast. Chill.
Smurf, but that's one of them. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. You tried it, but it's nice to meet you. Yeah, nice to meet you. Yep. You tried it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I gotta break the ice, man.
Yes, you did.
Yo, we out here now at the 2023 Gospel Explosion event, here with one of the performing artists. Can you introduce yourself and tell people the name?
My name is Blakely Bates.
Blakely Bates. Can you tell, what are you doing today? Are you a singer? Are you a performer?
Yes, sir. I'm on a tip to sing today.
Oh, awesome, awesome. What got you into singing?
I've been singing now since I was age 3 years old, since I've been about 31 years.
Wow.
I'm 33 now, so it's about 31 years I've been singing. So I've been doing this most of my life.
That's amazing. So what got you into it? Where did you start singing?
I was raised in church. Literally. I think... I was gonna say about from the womb.
Right.
I was raised in church, and we went, and my great grandfather gave me a mic one day, and then my grandfather saw that I liked singing, and then we traveled. I traveled around a little bit and did some singing. I've been doing it now for 31 years.
Awesome, awesome. Now, with you starting off in church and singing in church, how do you think that has altered your course through life?
Ooh. Man, I would say, you know, through the ups, through the downs, through many transitions, it has just taught me more so balance of life, how to persevere, how to endure, but also how to enjoy your triumphant times.
Right.
So, you know, we have good days, we have bad days.
But, yeah.
You know, most of the time, you know, I think I've learned that through the church. And I've also learned character building. We don't talk about that much now today.
Right.
But I have learned character building.
Absolutely. That's an amazing story there. Can you tell the people about how they can find you listen to some of your music, listen to some of your performances, or even attend your church?
Oh, yes. Listen, we would love to invite you to Christ Cathedral of the Triad in Greensboro, North Carolina, where our senior pastor is Dr. Freddie Bernard Marshall. Every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., you can definitely get out to 4401 Alliance Church Road, Greensboro, North Carolina, or you can follow the church on all social media platforms, on Facebook, on Instagram, and look the church up, Christ Cathedral of the Triad. And definitely for just following me, you can I really have a don't have big social media, but you can follow me on my Facebook page at Bubble Blake Bakes or my Twitter at Blakely Bakes. I mean, my IG at Blakely Bakes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we definitely appreciate you taking some time with us, man.
Listen, we want to shout out the Highest Point Podcast for being here today. God bless you, and may heaven continue to expand the work that you do.
Appreciate you.
God bless, man.
You call on Jesus, yes, sir. He'll be right there. He's never too busy. My God cares. If you put your trust in Him and never doubt, I know my God, you work it out. If you don't know Jesus right now, you really, really.
Yo, yo, we're here at the 2023 Gospel Explosion event. We have some amazing gentlemen in front of us today. Can you guys introduce yourselves to the people and let the people know what you do?
Absolutely. All right, how y'all doing? My name is Lamar Mays, drummer for Men of Faith, and just a man of God. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Ernest Porter, originally from Philadelphia. I put this group together, the Men of Faith. It was a vision of mine. The things that I do for a living, I'm actually an author. I got 3 books out, and I've been inspired just to help my people to grow. I'm really involved in the community, and I really want to see our people come up as a whole.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Men of Faith, how many is consistent in the group Men of Faith?
It's actually 7 people.
Oh, wow. So do we have, like, is it all, like, live band players, singers, things like that?
Yes, sir. All right, so we got a bass player. My man Chauncey on guitar, my boy Draco that plays the trumpet actually, and he plays keyboard as well. So yeah, man. Then of course, you know, you can't forget the singers. You know what I'm saying? Right. You gotta have the singers. So, yeah, man. Whole band.
Nice. So how long have you all been doing this?
I originally put Men of Faith together in 2013, and then when COVID hit, kind of shut down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have some guys that have the David Ruffin syndrome.
Right, right.
So I had to get rid of those guys. And then I was introduced to some more dynamic singers, the right spirit I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And then this year, 2023, reformed the group. And that's now Men of Faith. And we've been doing great ever since.
Awesome, awesome. Men of Faith. And he said something right there, having the right spirit. Can you tell us a little bit about what is the right spirit? What does that mean when it comes to doing what you all do and to be successful in it?
Okay. Well, speaking from the musical side, of course, you got to come in with a clean heart. You know, any problems that you might have outside of God's house, you got to leave it at the door.
Yeah.
Because honestly speaking, and I've been drumming for a while, so my mom always taught me, it always costs. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people want to call him, but the cost that comes with it, it's a lot. So that being said, you got to leave it at the door. At the end of the day, man, we in God's house. You don't want to go up there any kind of way,
right?
You know, just because you and your feelings, you got whatever going on. Mm-hmm. Let that go at the door and just offer it up to God, you know?
Yeah.
So me personally, before I always play, I always get on the altar, pray, you know, clean my heart. I just got to clean my mind, my spirit, so I could be able to offer something to the people, You know, because sometimes people just need to hear a song. Sometimes people just need to hear a keyboard string or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if they don't have like that Christian background. So
yeah,
definitely. So you gotta come clean hearted. Got to.
Always. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because everyone don't have that Christian background. But one thing that's universal is music.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, with that music, you can just bring people to your movement and to the faith.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think the bands are so important, what you guys do, the singers, people helping putting these type of things together. It's just so important. So I commend you all for your movement. And how can people follow you and get in tune to what you're doing with Man of Faith?
Okay. Well, you can reach me at 804-888-2073. And we have a band page, and we're actually going to revamp the website and the Facebook page. So you still can reach us at my Facebook page, Ernest Porter, at Facebook.com.
Absolutely. Well, we definitely appreciate you all taking some time with us. And can you give us a shout out for the Highest Point Podcast?
Hey, man, always to the most high point. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. Appreciate this, fellas.
Yeah.
Appreciate. Keep doing your thing, man. Keep following God's work.
Yes, sir.
At the top, baby.
Let's say you and me with my G-O-D in eternity. Let's make heaven crowded. Let's make heaven crowded. Let's make heaven crowded. No capacity. Let's make heaven crowded. Let's say you and me with my G-O-D in eternity. Let's make heaven crowded. Let's make heaven crowded. I be looking like the man going through them pearly gates. God gon' say, well done, let me show you around my face. My father got many mentions, go and pick the one you like. No need for a ride, you got a so you can die. I got yellow brick roads, my guy got streets of gold. We gon' worship baby Blake with my sister and my brothers. I ain't worried about no sickness, I ain't worried about no pain. I got joy, I got peace, eternal life is what I gain. I don't need no chiropractic, yeah, my God, I got my back. Falling with my God like he, Kobe, and I'm Shaq. You gotta get yourself together, heaven's where you wanna go. Hey, yeah, there you go, see some places that you know. Let's make heaven crowded, no capacity.
Come on here!
Let's make heaven crowded, let's say you with me. With my G-O-D in eternity. Let's make heaven crowded, let's make heaven crowded. Let's make heaven crowded. No capacity, let's make heaven crowded. Let's say you and me, with my G-O-D in eternity. Let's make heaven crowded, let's make heaven crowded.
Yo, yo, we had another show, and we got another great performer with us today. Can you introduce yourself again to the people?
It's your boy, Malik Howell, but everybody know me as Double L, Lee Lee, L3K, L3K.
Indeed, indeed. Hey, yo, we out here in Lewisburg, North Carolina, at the Performing Arts Center. And can you tell the people what they can expect from you and your performance today?
Yes, so what you can expect today, man, I'm about to rock the house. Everything I do is for God, but my main focus is the youth. So I'm about to bring some gospel rap so the youth can rock it out in a good way. You feel me? We're going to turn up with God. Today, my new single, Revival in My City, just dropped. So it's on all musical platforms. So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. I be seeing you at the schools performing. What is kind of your message to the kids when you out there?
So pretty much my message to the kids is pretty much like, with me, I'm 28. I'm still kind of young, not old. My message to the kids, man, don't be ashamed of God. Romans 1:16, for I'm unashamed of the gospel. Nobody can ever, like, make you have this type of fear but yourself. Like, no matter where you're working at, no matter if you're hanging with your schools, you're at games, no matter what, always represent God.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely got to represent. Speaking about representing, can you tell us a little bit about your merch and the meaning behind that?
Yes, sir. So once again, so like I said, today my new single, Revival in My City, is dropped today. November the 18th, I have another single dropping, and that's going to be called Make Heaven Crowded. So this is my new merch right here. As you guys can see on the front, we got to make heaven crowded. We ain't trying to leave no souls left behind. And on the back, as you can see, is no capacity, because we ain't trying to have heaven with no limits. We trying to make sure everybody get in there.
Yo, that's dope. And in order to make sure that heaven is crowded, you can't be ashamed of God. You heard the words from the man right here. And how people can find you and follow your movement?
So, yes, you can find me on social media. On Instagram, it's going to be L3K_L3K_. You can find me on Facebook. It's going to be Malik, Leak Howell. You guys can follow me on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify. It's L3K, L3K.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Y'all tap in.
Hey, man, shout out to the best podcast that I know personally, you feel me? This is the Highest Point Podcast. This is actually my first podcast show on, But I seen other podcasts, and I ain't trying to throw no shade, but I feel like this is the best one right here, man. Y'all got to tap in. Y'all got to get with my boy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, fam.
Yes, sir.
Just seen some gentlemen crash the stage. I mean, they was killing it, filled with energy, and we really appreciate what you guys are doing. Can you introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from?
Yeah. I go by Kenny Lee 919. We're the truth tellers. We're from Lynchburg, Virginia. My son KJ, like the Bible says, train the child up. That's what we're working on. That's what we're doing. It's an honor to be able to, I guess, showcase that. Want to say that?
Absolutely.
And me, I'm G Kenny. I'm the other part of Truth Tellers. And, like, you know, on Instagram, on like TikTok, we're All Kenny. And on Facebook, we do Impact. We do a Bible, verse-by-verse Bible study every week. Mm. Our whole theme and our whole message is get back to the book. We got to get back to the book. We got to get back to the precepts, on precepts, what they mean, the context and everything. That's what it's all about. Our people, man. What does it say in Joel where it says, my people lack because of lack of knowledge? So that's what we're all about. So we use the music to bridge the gap with the youth, man. That's
yeah, absolutely. What's you all's relationship? Like, are you cousins, brothers? Like, what's y'all's relationship? Friends?
God just kind of brought us together, man. Just kind of brought us together like that. Yeah,
and it can be like that. Yeah. You know, it's like, it can be divine. You know what I mean? So what's your inspiration to do what you do?
All glory goes to the Most High, man. Most High. Yeshua, yes, King Jesus, King man. Jesus. It all happened during the pandemic. Mm. You know, everybody had an opportunity to reconnect with God, you know. And it was just one of those moments, me and my son, when he was 2 years old, and we was like, we went downstairs to my little studio and started talking to God, man. Like, talking how we talking.
Yeah.
And God spoke to me, man, and I picked my Bible up. I picked it up like my grandparents, like grandma. You know how grandma used to do it. You know what I'm saying? It was a powerful moment. We got into the book. And I was like, I asked God. I said, God, if you give me another opportunity to glorify you in music, I would love to have that opportunity. Because I've been doing music since 11 years old. So I just want to give praises to the Most High, man, for this opportunity and the opportunity to glorify him. My new song is called Jesus, Turn Me Up. You know, Turn Me Up don't have to be about drinking, smoking. Let Jesus be your substitute.
Right.
He can see you through, man. So we've been on this journey, man. It's just been powerful, man. I'm just overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It's amazing. And I just love to see that, you know, relationship with a father and son. So many stereotypes come with fathers. They'll say that, you know, men don't be around their kids. They don't pour into their children. But you see it happening so often. And I witnessed that with you guys on stage. But unfortunately, that's not what gets the most headway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times negativity travels faster than positivity. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to do, shed light to exactly what you guys are doing. Because we love to see it. And I want to encourage you to keep going because you're going in a wonderful path.
Right.
So we got another performer right here with us today. Can you tell us your name?
Dakari Smith.
So what can we expect from you today, from your performance?
I'm going to sing.
Oh, you're going to sing. How long you been singing?
Ever since I was like 4 years old.
Wow. Can you tell me, like, maybe the top three things you love about singing and performing?
Things like this, like big performances. I get to, you know, travel places sometimes. And right. Singing in general is actually fun.
Absolutely. So what do you, when you're in front of those crowds, do you get a little nervous, you're a little afraid? Like, how do you feel?
I feel very nervous every single time.
So what's some advice you can tell other kids that maybe your age, like when you're in front of that crowd, how do you push through and still perform?
If it's something like this environment, close your eyes and, you know, or if you don't want to close your eyes, focus on one thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, sir, can we get your name? Can you introduce yourself and talk to the mic here?
Yeah, I'm Howard. I'm his big brother.
Ah, you big brother. You be watching over him. So do you ever get on stage or do anything? So basically, he came in here today, make sure I was in check, people. Make sure I didn't do nothing to his little brother, and I appreciate you, man. You can stay there with your brother, holding him down, man. He needs you.
I want to shout out the Highest Point Podcast for interviewing me today.
Absolutely. Hey, best of luck to you, man. You keep doing
Thank you.
Yo, yo, we are here at the 2023 Gospel Explosion event, and we got a very special guest up here with us today, Mr. Reggie Love. What's happening with you, brother?
Brother, man, another day in paradise, man.
Man, absolutely. Hey, man, I'm looking forward to your performance. Can you tell the people a little bit what they're going to, what they can expect from your performance today?
Well, I'm definitely going to do my new single, The GOAT. It's very upbeat. It's going to get you going. And it's just talk about the God and how he's the greatest of all time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, The GOAT, the greatest of all time is God. I can't think of no one else that's worthy of that name.
Nobody but God. We try to be like him, so that's about as best we're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Can you tell the people, what was your inspiration by from creating that song?
Just basically... And I was listening to the track, and I was like, man, what could I put to this? And then I thought about, you know, G-O-A-T, because that's how the hook got me. And I was like, oh, snap, okay, G-O-L, greatest of all time. Oh!
Yeah.
And then I just did the hook and spit the verse, and the rest was history.
Yeah, absolutely. What was your origin story when it comes to gospel rap? Like, when did you start? How long you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it about 10 years. It started back when I was doing R&B and regular rap. I really wasn't getting any type of shows or not recording a CD or anything like that.
Right.
But when I switched sides, which is my album, everything changed. I was able to create an album. I was able to have shows everywhere. I was getting interviews left and right, even getting paid shows.
So
once I switched sides, you know, everything just changed for me.
Absolutely. It sounds like you found your purpose, man.
I did. He said, do his will and everything else is going to be taken care of.
I can't end it no stronger than that. So can you tell the people how they can find you and follow your music?
Yeah, if you want to look me up, go ahead to ReggieLoveMusic.com. Check me out on Facebook, too, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, ReggieLove2020. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, definitely, man. Y'all tap in. Make sure you tap in to Reggie Love, man. He got some dope stuff. I seen him perform, so trust me. He's stamped, approved, straight up.
All day. Hey, one time to the Highest Point Podcast. Best one out there. Check them out every time they on live.
Let's get it. Yo, yo, we are here at the 2023 Gospel Explosion. When I tell you I'm here with the hostess with the mostest, she has put together an amazing event. She got Grammy-nominated singers coming out here and performing. It's like, how does she put this thing together, people? If you're not tapped into this young lady, you need to tap in ASAP. Miss Shamika. In the building. How you doing today?
I am so, I'm overwhelmed, first of all, because I'm coming off of this, like, high. So, this event has been really the first of this magnitude for me. I'm always doing dance competitions, things like that. So, to step out into a gospel industry with such a big artist and so many talented people, it has been a whirlwind of emotions. It's been good. It's been bad. It's been stressful. But at the end of the day, it came together beautifully.
Yes.
So, and I can't thank y'all enough for doing this for us. So I'm excited. I'm excited. We have so many things coming up. And the Gospel Explosion is just the first.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, you starting off like this, I say that you're on a wonderful, wonderful path. And we have witnessed so much talent from dancers to singers, people giving the word. Yeah. Now, what gave you the confidence to just jump out and do something different like this?
I would say I've always had confidence in myself when it comes to doing things like this. I am a people's person. I love people. I've never met a stranger. So it's no problem for me to just jump out in the community and say, hey, let's put this together. Because I really feel like that's what it's all about. It's about the youth. is about the community. When I'm from Warrenton, but I live in Henderson, North Carolina. Mm. And a lot of the times when you hear the word Henderson, it's just all bad news. All you think about is the killings, the murder rate, the crime. And I want to change that narrative. I want our kids from that location to feel proud to be from Henderson or from yes. Lewisburg or from Warrenton, because there's, as you can see, is so much talent there.
It is.
And I'm just laying the foundation. They are the brick and the mortar to what we're doing. I'm just putting the foundation there so we can just build a better city, really, for the kids, because that's my passion.
Yes, absolutely. Because if they're only seeing, like, because on the news they show the negativity most of the time.
Yes.
So then that becomes something that they're influenced by.
Exactly.
So doing things like this, and we're capturing these great moments, they have something else to be influenced by, because yes. there's a lot of great children in Henderson.
Yes,
a lot. You know, and so much amazing talent.
Yes.
So just giving an opportunity to see it more and more,
yes.
those numbers just going to increase coming on the positive side.
Yes.
And that's what we really need to do. So is there anything that you would like to say to some of the people in Henderson and around in areas similar to it?
Just don't let the attitude or the thoughts behind your city make you feel bad about where you're from. I'm proud of where I'm from. I love my city. I love 252. And anything that I personally can do to make it better, I'm going to do. And I say if more people thought like that, then we can change some of these what yeah. they call plague cities and curses. We can break those community curses that we have going on and really have a good name behind Henderson and other locations.
Like yeah, absolutely. Well, everything you're doing right now, it is well on its way. It's like, this is the amazing first step. I can't wait to see more of your journey.
Yes.
And I'm from the 252 as well. I'm from Burt T. County.
Okay.
So, you know, I can relate so much to what you're saying.
Right.
And really those people from my area, like when you stay in those areas, you only see a certain things. You kind of feel like that's the world, but it's not the world. And right. Everyone can break those chains that we're in, you know.
Yes.
So we definitely appreciate you taking time.
Thank you.
And how can people follow you and get in contact with you if they want to be part of your events?
So I am mainly on Facebook. It is Shamika D. Plummer, S-H-A-M-I-K-A, letter D as in David, P-L-U-M-M-E-R. Not big on anything else yet. But all my contact information is there, and I love creating partnerships, so I'm excited to see what's next.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys tap in.
Y'all, the Highest Point Podcast is awesome. They have done nothing but great things here at my event, and I cannot wait to work with them, so make sure you check them out.